Oh, your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
St. Louis Bread Company has a new summer salad, the Power Kale Caesar. Mighty tasty kale deserves great salad, and great salad deserves clean dressing. St. Louis Bread Company, food as it should be.
Those of you who didn't hear the news, at 4 o'clock, we officially flipped it over to Rock Radio, Rock Radio 550.
We've changed formats?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. How you doing, man?
Good,
That's
good.
Brother Dan Strauss. That's what we'll be calling you, Brother Dan Strauss.
All right. Hey, what are you going by?
Father Frank.
Oh. Hey, Father Frank, what's happening?
Brother Dan, I'm doing fine, man.
Good
Rock
deal.
And roll.
And I'm Idiot Ian, the stunt boy.
The stunt boy?
All right, light these phones up. You don't have to talk about making sure kids can't get their hands on guns if you don't want to. You don't have to talk about diving in pools that don't have enough water, deep enough water, and somebody's paralyzed. Or you can talk about happier things, more fun things. We'll be happy to do that, too. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. This is Russ, and we welcome Russ. Is Russ officially our first caller today?
Yeah,
Russ,
I think
what
so.
What an honor for you, our first caller. How are you?
It's Russ. Yeah, that's right. Anyway, I'm doing good. AM and PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Russ has
two comments.
Your metallic telephone.
My original and then the follow-up. Can you imagine, remember years ago when to teach people to swim, you take a kid out of the river, the lake, you throw him in the lake, out of the boat? Can you imagine doing that now?
No, but let me tell you something. In the Navy, my dad was in the Navy. My father-in-law was in the Navy. Rest in peace. That's exactly what they did with them in the Navy. They put them up on a high diving board, an indoor pool.
Oh, if they didn't know how to swim?
If you can't get to the edge, you're out. That's it. Jump and get to the edge. Figure it out. That's how they taught them.
Yeah. Second comment. This gentleman you got hurt, friend of Dan's and that.
Right.
I think it would be pretty neat if you would find some way for all the listeners to everybody send them a get well card from the station. I mean, the listeners of the show, each one of them sending a card. Just bring him a big old bag of cards, just dump them on his bed.
Russ, that's a great idea, but it will never happen, and people will not take the time to do individual cards. But you've got a seed of a good idea, and we'll see what we can do with it.
Does he have a Facebook?
Does the guy who's
Daryl? I don't know if he has a Facebook page or not. But
you know, what we need to do, Russ, is see how this. He's in a coma. We need to see if he's even going to make it. I mean, he won't even know. He know anything. So let's see. But you got a great idea.
Everybody pray for him.
I thank you, Russ.
Bye-bye.
See, this audience, see, don't even have to ask for things. They're already suggesting that we do stuff. I don't know this guy. He's the brother of somebody who's in Dan's band or something. This is Pat. Hello, Pat. How are you?
Hi, Frank. AM and the PM.
Thank you. Thank you. What's going on?
I actually have a incident that happened this weekend. My daughter was carjacked in Ballpark
goodness.
Village in the parking lot.
Holy cow.
And I believe that at least a part of it was due to the license plate that she had on the car. It was a personalized plate. And it actually had her name on it. So I believe that whoever was looking for the car, a car to take, looked at that and thought, easy prey. So what happened was her and her boyfriend got in the car, and immediately the car door opened, and it was a male, and her boyfriend said, get out of the, close the door. And another one then opened the other door and took my daughter's purse. boyfriend instinctively ran after this guy and luckily caught up with him and beat him up a bit and got the purse back. But that was kind of the bait, because as soon as he was out of sight, there were a dozen others that surrounded the car.
Oh, my goodness.
Grabbed my daughter, threw her out of the car. Luckily, you know, they didn't have, I don't think they had weapons. If they did, they didn't use them. So they bruised her up a little bit, and the car was gone. So,
wow. How old's your daughter?
She's 25.
Oh.
My goodness, that's to scare her to death.
Yeah. So they didn't use the name, like called
it out?
Did they
call her by name?
You know what? It happened so fast. My daughter just remembers the car being surrounded, getting grabbed, thrown to the ground, and the car was gone before she even got up.
Well, I look, it's not my place to criticize your daughter, but I think even you would agree. It's not a good idea to put your name on a plate. It's not a good idea, to me, to state your political leanings on a bumper sticker, because there are just people out there who will look at it and go, well, okay. Or in the case of a woman's name, in the parking lot, they might go, hey, Donna. You turn around and go, yeah, you think you know them, and that's how they break the ice.
I agree. So we've already discussed that. There will be the issued plates on the next car.
All right, I'm glad she's okay.
Okay, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Pat. Boy, there's a lesson.
Yeah, I thought he was going to say that they go, hey, so-and-so, and then caught their attention.
I'm sure that happens. And why give somebody a leg up by letting them know your name from your plate? Because that's exactly what somebody's going to do. They go, hey, Sheila. You turn, and then you're off. You're thrown off. Holy cow. Here's the other plate I can't stand, and I saw this plate. And it said something like Mrs. Doctor or Doctor Wife. And it was a Range Rover. Don't do that. Yeah. You don't have to tell everybody you're a doctor's wife in a Range Rover. Holy cow. You talk about asking for it. There's going to be somebody out there who's struggling going, really? Doctor's wife? Range Rover? Let's take some of what you got. Hello, Dave. How are you?
Hey, Frank. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's up?
I just wanted to thank you. About probably gone 3 years ago, I switched dentists, and I see Dr. Haynes at Ballast Dental Care, and I finally convinced my wife to give him a try. She's at the dentist right now for her first appointment.
Well, good for her and good for you, and thank you. And let me know how that goes, or have her maybe email me, just give me her thoughts after her first visit.
Sure. Well, another topic also, when you were talking about the drugs and the problems, the possible side effects, several years back I was on this Androgel. I don't know if you've heard of it.
I have heard of it, yeah.
And one Saturday while I was driving, running some errands, I started having suicidal feelings. Felt like I wanted to just drive my truck into like a brick wall.
Holy cow.
And I called my doctor's office since it was on a weekend. Never did get a call back from the doctor.
Unbelievable.
And so consequently, I am no longer seeing that physician.
And you told them when you called that you were having those thoughts?
Exactly. And never got a call back.
Yeah, I dumped that doctor.
I just wanted to thank you again for recommending Ballast Dental Care.
All right, I'm glad it went well. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Unsolicited testimonial. People listening who advertise, have businesses, and you're wasting money advertising. Do you get that? Where you're spending your money advertising? Free extra advertising from people who want the world to know how happy they know? No, of course you don't. You do here. You might want to rethink how you're spending your money. Hello, Joseph. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Frank?
Doing great. What's going on?
Well, I don't have nothing to complain about. But
that's all right. We don't care what you're calling about.
Yeah, sure. Hey, did you hear about that? He's a black country artist, but he's only out on social media.
No.
Kanye Twitter.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what? Somebody did send me that the other
Kanye
day.
Kanye Twitter.
That's pretty funny.
Now, this is not a joke. I grew up in a little town called, Rosewood Heights.
Yeah.
There was a little drugstore there. And it used to be, the family's name was Gimme, G-I-M-M-Y. And on the front, in big stainless steel letters, was Gimme Drugs.
Oh, that's too good to be real. That's great.
No, I
believe
it. Now it says Gimme Pharmacy, but they changed it, I think, in the late 80s, like after the Coke era.
No, I believe it. That's great. And well, you know what? You know what's sad? That they changed it. Leave it.
Yeah.
Leave it.
I know. It was so funny. But I do need the problem solvers though before I go. Oh, I'm aiming
the thank you, too. Joseph. And if you need the problem solvers, you need us because we are.
The problem solvers.
All right, what's the problem?
Well, instead of listening to the news, I do crossword puzzle, and I'm stumped.
Okay, this is a joke. Go ahead.
It's a four-letter word. No, not what you're thinking. Begins with an H, ends in an F. It's a modern term, a plural modern term for prostitute.
Well, if it starts with an H and ends with a what?
S.
An F.
And it's four letters?
Correct. Modern term for prostitute.
All right, we're stumped. What is it?
I'm asking the problem.
Oh, is this an actual?
Maybe you need a conference.
No, wait, hold on.
It.
This is a real, honest to goodness, real crossword puzzle.
This is, a magazine that's cutting edge stuff. It's instead of going to the radio and the TV and media for play, I go these alternative magazines.
It has to be Hoes, H-O-E-S.
That's exactly what it has to be. H-O-E-S.
Let me try it.
Hoes.
Yeah.
Hang on. How do you spell that?
H-O-E-S.
That's it.
Yeah. There you go, Peon.
I'm a crossword expert.
Peon's an expert on that stuff.
Thanks, fellas. God bless you, man.
Well, thank you, Joseph. Well, we did it again. I don't know why the choir's not singing because we did it again.
Where were you?
They're on a break. I love days like this. If it weren't for this audience, we'd have no show. You know that. Fred, how are you?
Great. How are you guys?
Fantastic. What's going on?
AM and the PM,
thank
first
you.
Off.
That's important.
But I cannot thank you enough for bringing up the gun issue with kids. And I'll tell you real quickly what's going on. I'm involved in emergency medicine. I've seen people die from 12 to 15 times on the scene. And another very, very important thing is not only safely store the guns, but tell your kids when they're at other people's houses what to recognize, what to do. Tell their moms and dads. I'll tell you, it'll break your heart.
Oh, my goodness. One of these stories on this thing last night was about this kid that got shot. He was in another kid's house. I don't know what to call this guy. It's more than negligence. Left the gun where his son could get it, and he killed that little friend of his. And you're absolutely right.
I've seen it firsthand, Frank. It'll break your heart.
You know, I know there are people that before they let their kids go to somebody else's house, they'll say, "Do you have any guns?" They'll ask the parents, "Do you have any guns in the house?" I don't know that I've never done that, but I don't know that I think that's such a horrible thing to ask.
You would never forgive yourself if you didn't be proactive like that.
But no.
I thought my kids recognized, you know, how to safely shoot guns, never to play with them, always have an adult. And when they were younger, I said, it's not being a tattletale if another kid pulls a weapon out. You think it's real. You call me, call your mom, you call their parents.
Yeah.
Get out of there.
No. You can't stress it enough, and hopefully they listen. This thing that's on NBC right now, and Pion, what's it called? My kid would never blank.
I think it's through Dateline. Natalie Morales does a series of...
And they hide a camera, and they bring these kids in a room, and the parents are watching, and they want to see what their kids would do if there's a gun in view. And honestly, these parents are stunned after they've talked to their kids and talked... How many of these kids still pick the thing up and start swinging it around and playing with it?
If we can say one kid out there, one family out there, please somebody out there listen and take Frank's warning.
All right, thank you, Fred.
Thank you.
Yeah, I told Peon because I am an expert on kids. I have three and a grandson. He only has a six-month-old son.
Right.
And I said, never be the parent who says, well, my kid would never, and then just fill in the blank. You're an idiot. If you're that parent, I know parents like this. Well, I'll tell you right now, my boy would never. You just made a horrible mistake.
Yeah, I don't think I would be that naive to ever think that.
Here's what you have to think. Nowadays. Think that even your angelic, perfect kid, with all you've done to teach them, think this way. He still might, under the right circumstances, the right peer pressure, he still might do something really stupid, or she, and you have to think that way. Now, I don't care how great a parent you think you are. The power that other kids have over a kid is stronger than anything and any influence that you could have. It is. It's why a lot of kids get drunk and get killed driving drunk. Other, come on, man, let's get a six-pack.
I can think back of things I regret doing as a 16-year-old or even late teen. You know, I mean.
Then I'm sure your parents thought you'd never do.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean.
Let's go to Peggy, who is here. Hello, Peggy. How are you?
Hi, Frank. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you very much. I detect a little bit of a southern accent. Where's that from?
Yeah, I'm Peggy from Texas.
Peggy from Texas.
Yeah.
Well, I'm proud to talk to you. What can we do for you?
Well, Frank, I wanted to tell you about a product called the Gun Box. Mm-hmm. It recognizes your fingerprint. Have you heard about that one?
I've not only heard about it, I have one.
Oh, okay. Well, so do I. I thought maybe you might want to tell your kids about it. And get them one because it's
no, my sons already have all kinds of gun boxes and safes, and they also are able to get to one in about 3 seconds if they need
right.
to. See, that's the key. The key is not to unload it and put it away somewhere with no bullets in it. That's not going to do anybody any good. The key is to be able to get your hands on it very quickly, but only you can get your hands
exactly,
on it.
Exactly. Well, good. I'm glad you do. All righty then.
Thank you, Peggy. Keep that accent. Don't lose that, okay?
Oh, no, I won't. Right. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. And this would be Steve. Hey, Steve, how are you?
Hi, Frank. AM and the PM, of course.
Thank you.
That guy that had his daughter carjacked, what a shame. But, they made a point on NBC or something the other night about how North Carolina has come together. You didn't see rioting and bombing and stuff, you know. But if that person that got carjacked, I don't think they could put enough bullets in a gun, but wouldn't it be lovely if they, when they touched your car?
Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you something. I feel bad for the person who ever touches the door handle of my car. Because within a second, I will blow your head off if you come into my car. I'm not kidding. I'm ready for that.
I agree. I vote for that 100%.
Most people aren't. And I talked to a good friend of mine last night. And we talked about handguns. He said, yeah, I have one. It's up on a shelf in the closet, and it's not loaded. I said,
then you might as well have a bat.
It's not going to do you one bit of good. But he has grandchildren. I said, it's so easy to have instant access to it, but nobody else can get it. It's so easy.
Absolutely, and you're right. The peer pressure that these kids have is unbelievable. And any parent that's naive enough to think that they know all the situations, they need to go back and there's no instructions for kids, but you got to use some common sense.
Right.
And don't leave a gun where anybody can touch it, ever.
Steve, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Real quickly, when my older son was, I think, 16, and he had a car, an old, cheap car, and I won't get into the whole story, but it has to do with, and I told it a long time ago, a girl who hit my son's car when he was parked at a friend's house. See, they weren't even there. They took his buddy's car, and while it's parked on the street, this girl rams and slams into my son's car. And there were three witnesses that she did it. But when I called her mother said to me, my daughter didn't do that. And I said, how do you know she didn't do it? She said, because she goes to Sunday school every Sunday. That's what she said to me. She says, we're Christians. And I said, well, Christians back into people and bang up people's cars. But the good Christians tell the truth and admit it and don't lie about it. She said, are you calling me a liar? I said, no, I'm calling you an ignorant parent who's defending a kid that I know did this. And you're telling me she didn't. And the only reason you know she didn't is because she goes to Sunday school. I said, you're in for a rude awakening. And I said, here are the names of the witnesses. And she recognized they were neighbors. And I said, you need to pay to have this car fixed, and we can make this really nasty, and I'll get an attorney, we can do it that way. So she puts the phone, holds the phone, she says, hang on, my daughter just walked in here. And I can hear the phone, she moves away, and she says, this man says you backed into his son's car. And I told him that you didn't, because we don't do blah, 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 blah. And there's silence. And she says, well... And the girl starts crying. I can hear her crying. I didn't mean to. I said, there, so much for your Sunday school going daughter. You owe me $800. And, man, I got a check like 2 days later for the damage to that car. Oh, my goodness. Don't be that parent. Please don't be the parent that my kid will never parent. I was never that person, ever. When the school called me and said, your son has done this, I just said, well... All right, let's look into it and see what the facts are and what led to it and if it even really happened. I never once said, no, he didn't. I wasn't there.
And that leads to the kids being even bigger jerks because they know their parents are always going to say, gonna oh,
cover for him.
Yeah, he didn't do that.
I miss having little kids. I do. Honest to goodness, I miss it. I enjoyed confrontations with principals and idiot teachers. I did. Idiot teachers, this zero-tolerance crap. I loved going up against that, and I was the master at it. I was. I would defend my kid any day. I will also help them punish my kid if they didn't. I've done that, too. When they did something that just flat-out shouldn't have done, what do you need from me on my end? You punish him at school and then tell me what you think I should do here, and we'll do that, too. Double punishment. All right, we're going to we gotta take a break here because Colin Jeffrey's coming in to talk about entertainment, and I always enjoy that, and I think you will, too. Getting a lot, and I'm so happy, I'm getting a lot of really good feedback about precision coatings. And I guess it makes sense that when a painting company comes on board, we're going to get response quicker than we normally get response, and I think in greater numbers than I expected because there's a lot of things that need painting. A lot of houses need painting, inside and out. That's a lot of paint. And unless you have an all-brick-and-stone house and the inside walls are brick and stone, you're going to have to paper or paint or something. And in most cases, people don't want to do it themselves for two reasons. One, if there's a ladder involved, it's dangerous. The other reason is you don't know what you're doing, and you'll mess it up, and it'll look like crap. And I guess those are the two big. It can be dangerous, especially the ladder stuff. You ever see people paint a ceiling? I don't know how they paint a ceiling. I'd have a crick in my neck for the rest of my life if I did that. So let professionals do the painting inside of your house, outside of your house. And this time of year, here's a real important thing that they do. Deck refurbishing. Decks do not last forever. Again, unless you have a concrete deck. That's got to be the ugliest deck in the neighborhood. Well, they're usually wood or cedar or whatever the heck, redwood. And they don't look good forever, and they don't hold up forever. And if you wait till the thing starts getting ready to collapse, eventually it will collapse. Ours did at our house, and I am so thankful the kids didn't end up going to the hospital because there were a lot of kids on there, and they all fell through that thing. And I had it rebuilt. I didn't know at the time. I'd never heard of precision coatings. I'd had them rebuilt. They can refurbish decks. They paint. They power wash. Getting a lot of good feedback. So here's the deal. You need a painter. Inside or outside, you need your deck refurbished. The name is Precision Coatings. The phone number is 636-244-5243. And if you can't remember that or the name, just go to frankopinion.com, click on sponsors, and there they are. A link to their site, and it's a beautiful website. Will you see some of the work they've done? Precision Coatings.
Meet me.
Let's get a look at traffic now with Timothy Weiland.
Boy, things are really jamming up on northbound 170 between Highway 70 up through 270. I don't see any incident causing that, just a lot of volume. Eastbound 270, you're stacked up now at McDonald through New Florissant. Southbound 270, some slow to stop and go pockets from, looks like Page now, all the way down through Graboy. It's really heavy on westbound 44, mostly in the right lane from Lindbergh, ramping onto southbound 270. Eastbound 40 is heavy from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have great deals for your business, from laptops, tablets, smartphones, to services like setup and repair, even free recycling of old technology. Make on budget happen. Make up and running happen. Staples, make more happen. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
You want to hear this.
When you need accurate weather information to start your day,
remember, you've got Fox 2 meteorologist Glenn Zimmerman.
Every weekday.
Every weekday.
On the Big 550 KTRS.
Depend on it.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs, 314-921-3500 or BowenDentalCare.com.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. I want you to call my friends at Timberline Tree Care. They pride themselves on upfront, no-hassle pricing for customers in St. Louis City or County or Jefferson County. Trees from 12 inches in diameter or less, $200 for removal. Trees for 12 to 16 inches in diameter, no more than $500 removal. You can also go to their website, stltreecare.com, to see their tree quote calculator to get an accurate quote, cost estimate on removal or maintenance of your tree. It's a calculator they invented. While there, you can see their customer testimonials. Timberline Tree Care has only one of seven certified master arborists in the state of Missouri on staff, and one of only two here in the St. Louis area. They also have two certified arborists. They know trees. They're fully insured with liability and workman's comp. They offer tree pruning, removal, fertilization, pest control, aeration, storm cleanup, mulching, and even lightning protection. So give my friends at Timberline Tree Care a call. 636-479-7475. That's 636-479-7475. Or their website, stltreecare.com. That's Timberline Tree Care.
Hi, this is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. To succeed in business, you need to be nimble and strike at every opportunity. Access to funding is important, so you can make the right moves at the right time in order to grow your business. I work with so many small businesses, and I hear how hard it can be to get funding. The mountains of paperwork, the tax forms, the references, and waiting weeks for an answer. That's why there's Cabbage. Cabbage was created with the small business owner in mind. Just fill out a quick online application. You will get an instant decision and could have access to a line of credit of up to $100,000. You can draw any amount at any time, even from your mobile device. There are no fees to set up the line, and you pay nothing until you take a loan. Cabbage is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. It's provided funds to over 50,000 businesses and has been named one of Forbes' top 100 companies twice in a row. So visit Cabbage.com or call 888-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K, K-A-B-B-A-G-E, the number one online provider of small business loans.
The excitement that is sweeping the nation has finally arrived in the Gateway City. St. Louis Football Club, the area's newest professional soccer team, is playing in front of sold-out crowds at the Worldwide Technology Soccer Park. Fans are loving the authentic soccer experience. Tailgating, cheering, chanting, and much more. It's a party you won't want to miss. St. Louis FC takes on the New York Red Bulls on Saturday, June 27th at 7 o'clock. Get your tickets at stlouisfc.com.
What do a 32 Ford and a 69 Camaro have in common? They're classic cars. And headquartered in St. Louis is your one-stop shop for classic car restoration, service, and sales. Classic Car Studio. Classic Car Studio builds high-end classic cars, sells fully restored show-quality classics, and they're proud to announce a brand new paint and body shop. Classic Car Studio is owned and operated by knowledgeable and dedicated enthusiasts who take great pride in their product and their work. Visit the Classic Car Studio showroom at 1002 Hanley Industrial Court. For more, go to classiccarstudio.com.
In the market to buy a home, you're going to need a loan, but how do you figure out who is the best lender when they're all screaming at you? Why don't you go to the mortgage lender that makes the most sense rather than the most noise? Take a walk on the boardwalk. Boardwalk Lending has been owned and operated in St. Louis for over 10 years. Mike and his team of experienced professionals are conveniently located in Chesterfield Valley. It's Boardwalk Lending at 636-536-6700, 636-536-6700, or at boardwalklending.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
This Thursday, June 25th, join Martin Kilcoyne and Randy Naughton as they moderate a roundtable discussion on issues in education. Live from Itner Architects, nationally recognized as a leader in school planning and design. The panel includes Dr. Georgia Costello, president of Southwest Illinois College, Dr. Randy Dunn, president of Southern Illinois University System, and Dr. Elizabeth Strobel, president of Webster University. Don't miss this special Kilcoyne show on the Big 550. Streaming live at KTRS.com.
The clown with his pants falling down, or the dance that's a dream of romance, or the scene where the villain is mean. That dancer's
pain. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Colin Jeffries here. You know what that means? We're going to learn about entertaining things and things that are supposed to be entertaining but not turned out to be not so, I guess, because didn't pan out like bad sequels and things like that. Here's the guy that knows all that. His name is Colin Jeffries, brought to you by OREC. O-R-E-C-K. Yes, like the vacuum cleaners. A lot of great products in there. Affordable products, great products for your home. Check them out. They're locally owned and operated. Please tell them your AM and the PM. And now with entertainment and more entertainment, here is Mr. Entertainment, Colin Jeffries.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Thank you. How are you today?
Very quickly, speaking of entertaining and informative, Scott Sherman is in this week for John Carney. And I've said this from the very first time I ever heard Scott Sherman. This guy should be on the radio all the time. He is about five times more interesting than 90% of the people on the radio. He's an attorney. He communicates well. He's very listenable. You'll learn things. You'll have fun and you'll learn stuff. Scott Sherman, if you've never heard him, he's on for Carney the rest of this week, which is roughly 1 to 3. I don't know if he comes in at noon like Carney, but certainly 1 to 3. So Scott Sherman, if you've never heard him, it's the kind of radio listening that you start and you can't stop. It's never boring. Colin, what do you have for us?
I've got a really weird week. There's only a couple movies coming out on DVD. They're all really small, but if you've got teens in the house, Teen Beach Movie 2.
Ooh, that's out on horrible.
It's really not good.
Oh, man, I didn't see one, so I would feel lost watching it.
I know.
Well, that makes me want to go watch one, Teen Beach 1.
Sadly, yeah.
Is that like a Disney?
Yeah, it's a Disney Channel movie, like a High School Musical. This was the new one.
Did you ever try to watch High School Musical?
I have seen all of them because I had
Zac Efron. I actually watched one time. I couldn't believe I watched it.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a 13-year-old girl. I guess that's who's supposed to...
I had an in-law who was in the touring stage production of High School Musical, so I've also seen it in stage. Actually, one and two.
Lucky.
She was very good. Shows this week. Did you ever see Glenn Campbell, I'll Be Me? Did we talk about
it? I saw it when it came out, and I'm going to tell you something. It's fantastic.
Yeah. It's very, very good, and if you have not seen it... CNN is actually airing it this Sunday night at 8 o'clock.
I have an app called Flixster. What's the other one where people review
Rotten Tomatoes?
Rotten Tomatoes. The Glenn Campbell documentary, when I pulled it up on Flixster, is the only movie, documentary or otherwise, that I have ever seen where it had 100% for critics and 100% for moviegoers that loved it.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I know you love that word.
Favorite word.
And when is it on?
It's very...
CNN.
It's very touching. It's informative. And if you've ever known
anyone... And it's very real.
Yeah, if you've ever known anyone who's gone through Alzheimer's, it'll hit close to home. And there are scenes that you're... I never felt sorry for him, though. I will say that. They did it in such a way...
Well...
I never felt...
But news has come out since then, and apparently his latest wife, I guess... has essentially just dumped him into a convalescent home or whatever.
This is the saddest follow-up to this documentary, is that Peon's right. Apparently, this younger wife is reaping the benefits of all this, and just sort of, boom, he's in a home. And I don't think he even knows he's in a home.
No, I don't think he even knows who he is anymore.
Yeah. No, but that is Sunday night on CNN at 8 o'clock. Few shows to check out this week. On Wednesday night, there's a show coming out by USA called Mr. Robot. This is, I don't want to call it a modern adaptation of Robin Hood necessarily, but it's that type of idea. You have a computer hacker who is trying to act somewhat altruistically and help out people who've been taken advantage of in the system. I've watched the pilot. You can too. It's on YouTube, or you can just wait till Wednesday night. It's going to be interesting to see how they move forward with this. I like the setup. I liked most of the first episode, but it starts to set kind of lofty goals, like they're going to save the world. But worth a check, Mr. Robot.
I watched the first episode. Oh, go ahead.
What's it on? What channel?
USA on Wednesday night at 9, okay. Or you can go to YouTube now and watch the pilot that will be airing tomorrow night.
I watched the first episode of BattleBots, the return of BattleBots. It was this past Friday, right?
It's Sunday.
Sunday night, and it was good. And the problem is the same problem it had before with the robot. There's not enough
fighting.
Yeah, because some of the robots have weapons that aren't very strong, so just kind of like a little mini hammer is hitting the, hitting this giant robot, and it's not.
And that's not very exciting.
And they have hazards in the arena, like corks that don't really do enough damage. I don't know. There's just not enough.
You want robot carnage.
Yes, you want more carnage, and it just doesn't deliver on that. Especially with the first episode, you think they would have front loaded it with, but it just didn't have that.
You want to see these people who built the robots when the robot lose look crushed because the thing that they spent like hundreds of hours building is destroyed.
You want to see it spurting oil and gas and catching fire
and it just doesn't happen. Yeah, it's very family friendly though.
Yes.
AMC has a new show on Sunday nights called Humans.
Sunday Noids.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sunday nights. Sunday nights called Humans. This is a sort of a near future idea where every house has synthetic assistants and sort of looking at how those two would interact. So we've got Mr. Robot on Wednesday and Humans on Sunday nights. Astronaut Wives. I've seen this. The Astronaut Wives Club on ABC. It is a Thursday night show. This looks at the wives of the astronauts at the very beginning of the NASA program. So Alan Shepard or Louise Shepard is on there. It's a drama.
I watched it. I can't decide if I hate it or like it. I can't decide.
Exactly. So
it's just weird.
I feel like I'm going to have to give it a few episodes.
I like the way they and it's very well done, the way they take you back to the 60s and the way Mad Men did. The cars and the sets and the clothes and all that. But I can't decide if this is going to be, it's like a Desperate Housewives plus Army Wives plus whatever. Mm-hmm. It's kind of weird.
We'll have to see if it can pick a direction. I'm going to put something on your radar that's a ways out. Saturday, July 11th, HBO has a mockumentary coming out. Sort of like Spinal Tap, except this is called 7 Days in Hell. And it is a look at the longest tennis match ever played that lasted 7 days at Wimbledon.
Whoa.
It's not real. True. It's all fake.
Oh, okay.
But it's got Andy Samberg, Will Forte, a bunch of people from Saturday Night Live. It's got a huge cast, including Serena Williams. But that is Saturday, July 11th, an HBO mockumentary. A few other things. Keith Hernandez, we remember, was in one extended episode of Seinfeld back in the day, the boyfriend.
Okay.
Well, he still gets royalty checks. He was in one episode that aired in the early 90s.
The spitter.
He gets about $3,000 a year from royalty checks for appearing in that one extended episode.
Beautiful. Well, it probably airs 300 times over the course of the year, though.
He was in one episode. There were close to 200 episodes of Seinfeld.
I just saw it not too long ago.
Exactly.
Was on.
It was a JFK parody episode where the movie JFK.
Right. Yes.
Where they had a spitter of a behind the on the grassy knoll.
Yes.
Back and to the left.
There had to be a second spitter.
You know, I never saw that episode.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's a good one.
And he asked Jerry to help him move, and they're like, what? What do you mean? He asked, your relationship is not that far yet.
Yeah. Oh, great
episode. Romance.
But I can't even imagine what Seinfeld and the rest of the main characters are making.
Don't even try.
Somebody like Wayne Knight, Newman, millions. You wonder what he gets every year.
He doesn't have to work again because of that.
You don't see him doing much.
He was on a show, Divorce or something.
He was on Third Rock from the Sun.
I'm in my early 30s. I get a call from an ad agency in St. Louis. I go down. I have one line to read. It's for Stuckey's. Okay. Stuckey's on the interstate, you know, Pecan Row. I went in as a me, and it's a woman. She's the wife. I'm the husband. We're supposed to be traveling. She says to me, honey, you need to pull over somewhere. The kids are getting hungry, and I'm getting hungry. And my line was, well, okay, but not another hamburger joint. That was it. That was my line. I get home. Well, 4 weeks later, I get a check for $700. 13 weeks later, I get another check for $700. 13 weeks later, another check for $700. And it happened 4 times. So I can only imagine if you're in a real big-time deal,
how much
as many times as a Newman was, my goodness, what the checks must be like.
Well,
Paul Anka got a check every night that Johnny Carson's theme played. It was written by Paul Anka. He got $475 a night.
Oh, my God!
I know.
Those are the kind of deals you pray for.
You bet. Yeah.
Independence Day, they've got a sequel coming out, and in order to tell you what the sequel is, they released a 24-second video that literally all that appears on screen Independence Day resurgence.
No, I'm out.
Yeah,
I'm out.
They had a press big press conference today to announce the title of a sequel that comes out next year. And then Inside Out, which if you didn't hear this past weekend when Paul and I reviewed it, it's among our top movies of the year. Paul gave it a 10 out of 10, loved it.
What the heck is it?
Animated.
It's a Pixar animated film, but two adults could go see this and they'd be perfectly pleased. Yes.
Wow.
It's about the emotions we have on the inside and how they affect us on the outside. It just... very good movie. It set a record, $91 million in the opening weekend. That is the highest opening weekend ever for a movie that is not a reboot, a sequel, a prequel, or adapted from a book.
And it's called Inside Out.
Inside Out.
It did hit me, though, the other night when I saw a clip from it. It reminded me there was a short-lived sitcom on Fox in the 90s. It was called Herman's Head.
I remember it.
And it was essentially the same thing. He had four or five people living inside his head that were different personality traits, and they would have conversations and everything. And
I have that. That's why I was on Paxil. Well.
Yes.
May make you have water in the brain. Is that one of the side effects here? But I'm Colin Jeffrey. That's entertainment.
Wow, he did it again. Another home run. Knocked it out of the park. That's Colin Jeffrey. You can hear him with more of this in 2 days on Friday with Paul Harvey. And Colin
Harris.
What is it?
Paul Harris is on Friday. Oh.
And Colin is brought to you by Orick, O-R-E-C-K. Great big block letters. You can't miss it on the stores. And they have a lot of great products, like spot removers if you have pets for carpet. And the greatest little space heater, don't need it now, but I will in the winter, that I ever found. I found it at Orick, one of the home care stores. They're locally owned and operated, and they love it, and we love it when you tell them that you're AM in the PM. The world's, we have Bill Cleveland coming. I'll save this. The world's oldest person died a few days ago, and I'll tell you why that's important in this little group. After we come back and have time to do that. Got to do some First Community?
Yes.
First Community Credit Union is where I bank. It's where I do all my banking. You know that. If you ever want to prove it, park yourself down in the valley in front of First Community Credit Union. And if you sit there long enough, you'll see me come and go. Sue is at the front desk in the lobby. Sometimes, Joan is there, depending on when you go. When I go, it's usually Sue. And then there are the tellers and the people. And in many ways, it's sort of just like any other banking facility. But in other ways, it's not. And those other ways are a pretty big deal, like very competitive interest rates. And the offer, and I'm waiting any day to get the word that the offer stands no more. It's off the table, and that's this one. And you can take advantage of it today, tomorrow, as long as they're throwing it out there. $100 to you. Just for moving your car loan from wherever else it is to First Community Credit Union. How about that? $100. And there's a pretty good chance you're going to get a lower rate, which means your payment's going to go down. And then there are all the other banking things and services. You're going to have to bank somewhere. Why not do it where I do it, where Paul Warner banks? He's the host of the Yard Sale on Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, which is sponsored exclusively by First Community Credit Union. It is a great place to bank. 40 locations, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, firstcommunity.com. Meet me.
Let's get a quick check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, we found out there was a stall on the ramp from northbound 170 onto eastbound 270. That was what was causing all the jam-ups from Highway 70 to 270. We've got really jammed up downtown, eastbound 40 from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge, westbound 40 from Compton all the way out through McCausland. We're heavy again from Clayton Warson out through Highway 270, southbound 270, stop and go from Olive down through Doherty Ferry, but things are pretty well thinned out from that point through Highway 55. And this traffic report is brought to you by AccountTemps. You want your accounting and finance team to swing for the fences? Bring in Bob from AccountTemps. Let him knock it out of the park for you when projects back up. Visit findyourbob.com to learn more. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It only takes a second. Go to Facebook.com and search the Big 550. Then click like on our KTRS Facebook page.
Very shagadelic, baby.
The Big 550 KTRS.
It's summertime, and that means Menino's Market in Cottonville for all of your meat for your backyard barbecues and pool parties, not to mention the homegrown produce arriving every single day, the sweet watermelon, the honey rock cantaloupe, sweet corn, and so much more. For catering, meninosmarket.com. But for everything else in store, Menino's Market in Cottonville, Highway N and Motherhead. Summer parties, catering, beef kebabs, chicken kebabs, juicy smokehouse burgers, Menino's or meninosmarket.com.
For your real estate needs, you need the Cave Bova Selling Team, now powered by RE/MAX Properties West. Make your realty dreams a reality. Find the Cave Bova Selling Team at sellingstlewis.com.
Play hard, win hard during the Toys of Summer giveaway. Win free slot play, a new Jeep, or cash Fridays in June and July at Hollywood Casino, St. Louis.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. The app is STL Taxi, and it's free, and it works. And they also have a telephone. You can call them, 314-652-3456. And now, from, I have no idea where he is. Yesterday,
Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Is he still in Hershey? Hershey, yes. Pennsylvania. Here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everybody. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you, Bill.
So, Frank, I'm with Brooke. She works here at the Hershey Gardens in Hershey, Pennsylvania. And I just found out today that this is the number one place in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Like, if you go on TripAdvisor, this is actually above and beyond even the theme parks or the Hershey Hotel or any of that stuff. This is the place where people come to check out. And so I'd like you to say hello to
Brooke. Well, when they come, they come to check out, they go to the dye?
Yeah, that's right. All right. Hope the tourism folks from Hershey aren't listening.
Uh-huh. You got that right.
This is Frank Opinion in St. Louis.
Hi, this is Brooke. Thanks for having me on the show.
Brooke, try to cheer up, okay? This is kind of a happy show. We don't need downers like you.
I can tell you I'm not here to die, if that makes you feel any better.
Well, I didn't think so. It's just the way he put it. They come here to check out.
I'm sorry.
Brooke, can I ask you, how long have you worked there?
I've worked at the Gardens for almost 2 years now.
Okay. Has Bill Cleveland tried to touch you yet?
No, okay. No, he has not.
Brooke, let me just tell you, be very, very careful, okay, with him, okay? That's all I'm going to say. Just be careful, all right?
Believe me, with some of the visitors and guests that we get here, I think I've just about seen it all. I think I can handle myself.
All right, and when he asks for a bunch of chocolate to bring back, that's legitimate. We want him to bring a bunch of chocolate back here. Can you help us make
chocolate yet?
Can you help
I got plenty of chocolate. Yeah, don't tell them about it.
Yeah, we're out of time. Brooke, you...